Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Sometimes you're the wind machine.
Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes
you're the bug.
Sometimes you bug me, Jennifer.
Sometimes I feel like the bug, doesn't it? Right.
Henry David Thoreau said, live your beliefs and you can turn the world around. I suppose in a manner of speaking, that's what most good musicians do. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 66 today, responsible for our thought of the day. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Thus this tune. Crank it up, Kara. Say that Dire Straits is a country act?
No.
Would not say that. But this sounds like he's a guitarist. I've written a lot of the songs for this group, right? London guy.
And he sings them.
And he's the basic, lead vocal, right?
Right.
On all these. He also had a group called the Notting Hill Billies. You ever hear of them?
Mm-mm.
Mostly everybody. Where Dire Straits, though, the name Dire Straits?
It's a great name.
It is. Where'd it come from? Anybody know? I'd like to know.
Maybe he was in Dire Straits. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about what
he was in trouble.
What's the implication of that? Thank you, Jennifer. What's the implication of that phrase, I'm in dire straits? It means you're broke, usually. And I'm going to bet that these guys spent a lot of their time when they first got started broke. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now,
sure.
The international success.
Most musicians do.
Yeah. Well, you have to ply your trade. Sometimes people are lucky. Would you say Taylor Swift was lucky? She started success when she was, what, 17, 18?
Even younger than that. I think that she was lucky, but I think she had a really clear vision of what she wanted to do at a young age, and she worked for it. I mean, she walked door to door.
Yeah, she did really knock everybody on their ear. From the earliest times. And I mean, the talent is different than that little worm, Justin Bieber. I find that there's not much talent there, but there's a lot of excitement about him for whatever the reason. But you go back to Knopfler, who, as I said, is 66 today, born in 1949. He's produced a lot of film scores as well. A lot of these guys, Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, asked a lot. I think he works with Knopfler on some of these. They score lots of movies. They'll go sit in a room and watch the movie being played or the roughs put together, and then they'll come up with ideas for music. Sometimes it's original music, sometimes it's music. It's a real talent. You know, sometimes pop music gets put into these movies. Where do you think that comes from? You think somebody just says, oh, let's grab this, and no. They bring guys in like Knopfler and Hayward, and they say, what? Well, you watch the movie, get a feel for it, tell us what you think belongs in there. Can you create the music for this, or do we need to go outside or underscore it with something that's popular? A lot of people don't know that at all. But I find it interesting that Knopfler worked a lot with various people. His career has been very, very broad. Chet Atkins, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Phil Lynott, Van Morrison, Steely Dan, Sting, James Taylor, all have had. He's actually been a session musician for them. I'm certainly, you know, I think Eric Clapton has done that, Kenny, too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I just want to sit in, and I don't know. I don't get that. That's something that Bob Dylan would do, or that Van Morrison would do. Van's not really a musician. He doesn't play an instrument per se. It's his voice. At least he's not known for that. So anyway, I thought that you'd be interested to get an honorary doctorate degree in music. From three universities in England. Mark Knopfler. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. 28 after on Good Day. About any
trumpet playing. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
One fumble in a football game is so famous it's been dubbed the Holy Roller.
The Oakland Raiders were playing the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers led by a touchdown. The Raiders had the ball on the Chargers' 14-yard line with only 10 seconds left.
The Raiders quarterback dropped back to pass. Under pressure, he fumbled.
The ball rolled forward. A player tried to scoop it up. It rolled forward some more.
Another Raider tried to grab it. It rolled into the end zone. He jumped on the ball. Touchdown! The Raiders won by fumbling forward.
So try and try again to be more likely to succeed. Sure, you'll fumble occasionally.
Learn from it so you fumble forward. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Glad to be with you. Mercury, long banned from household thermometers because even minimal exposure can destroy the human central nervous system, is now being infused cheaply in children's vaccines because the pharmaceutical industry has paid for a study claiming mercury's actually good for the brains of infants and small children, using fake TV news stories like this one on an Austin, Texas station.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Medically, there's still no conceivable reason for mercury ever to be mainlined into the bloodstream for any reason.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.